Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have a parent volunteer with the James River Figure Skating Club. Judy Jorgensen joins us, and Judy, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for taking time and joining us on Let's Talk. Excited to talk about the James River Figure Skating Club, and you're usually our connection with that. Always up to date with what's going on with them. And we have a huge show coming up, which we'll talk a little bit about later.
We do.
But first, let's talk about the James River Figure Skating Club. This is a great group that you guys have.
Well, it is. Not only do we teach the beginners to skate, and we have our basic skills levels and our free skate, but we also have our competitors.
Yes.
And this year we have 15, including one really cute young man. And I think that the public maybe would be interested that there are so many different levels of competitive skating.
Yes.
You know, the United States Figure Skating Association has them compete at levels starting beginner, and then it goes pre-preliminary, preliminary, pre-juvenile, juvenile, intermediate, novice, junior, and senior.
Lots of levels.
Yes.
But what's great is the Figure Skating Club has someone in each level.
Up to novice
up
right
to novice.
Now.
Up yep. to novice. Okay.
Yep. We had a competitor in novice, and then we have several. We had some first-year competitors, so they're in beginner.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's just nice. We have them in all those levels. And, you know, our competitors also test before a panel of judges, and they test in three separate disciplines. The moves in the field, okay, which, you know, to us old-time skaters is known as figures.
Mm-hmm.
And then free skate and pattern dance.
Excellent. So there's a lot of different things that they're judged on.
Yeah.
Then. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Excellent. And they test in each of those levels. Like the dance itself has separate levels.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so it's really nice.
And so we should also specify too, Judy, that the James River Figure Skating Club is a separate entity from any school. It's done by volunteers, right?
It is. Yeah. It is all by parent volunteers. We have gotten some great fundraisers going, so we have scholarships available now, which is wonderful. We'd like to give everyone the opportunity to try skating. And even if they're not going to become a competitor, it's just a great skill to learn because you can carry it with you throughout your entire life.
Definitely, definitely. And yeah. Again, Judy Jorgensen with the James River Figure Skating Club joining us on Let's Talk About It. And because it's not a part of the schools or not as highly, I guess, I don't want to, you know, broadcast, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's overlooked at just how successful the James River Figure Skating Club is.
Yeah, I think too, since we're such a small club, people tend to forget. You know, they see some girls out on the ice. Oh yeah, oh, they're skating. Well, yeah, they are, and they are doing an absolutely tremendous job. At every level, even our little beginners, to see them that first day on the ice when they can hardly stand up and sometimes they're crying, they don't want to leave their mom or dad.
Oh.
And then within just a short amount of time, they are getting across that rink and they're grinning from ear to ear. They're just so proud of what they've accomplished.
Absolutely. And so we should go over a little bit. You've been to 5 different competitions this year.
Yes, and actually we have another one coming up on Saturday in Fergus Falls.
Awesome.
And also quite a few of our skaters will be testing in front of that panel of judges on Friday.
Oh, wow.
Tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I know.
That's coming up soon.
It is.
And a very successful competitive year for you guys, too.
Well, we start out in November. Our first competition is the Granite City Classic in St. Cloud. That's always really fun, too. And then we go from that to the Northern Star International in East Grand Forks, the Northland Figure Skating Competition in Duluth, which is the largest competition that we attend.
Awesome.
The Red River Valley International Figure Skating Classic in Moorhead, and then Magic City International in Minot.
Okay.
Now, the one coming up in Fergus Falls isn't open to all our skaters. It's only open to basic skills and also competitors up to the preliminary level.
Okay. So only a few of the skaters will be there then.
Right.
Okay. Let's go over this medal count too, because this is for 15 skaters, the amount of medals that have been received by the club are just mind-boggling.
Well, and keep in mind that they're not going to every competition.
Right.
Most of them aren't anyway. You know, a lot of the beginners go to like 2 competitions. So we've brought home 12 fourth place, 23 third place, 33 second place, and a phenomenal 67 first place.
In just five competitions.
Five competitions. It's
unbelievable.
Also, keep in mind, and this is something people wouldn't realize, and in fact, I didn't realize it right away either, but there are a lot of skaters that they're competing against that actually attend skating academies.
Oh my gosh.
They don't go to public school. They are tutored. They skate, you know, many hours a day and are trained. They have a jump coach, a spin coach, a dance coach, you know, a couple choreographers. You know, they take off-ice ballet and dance. And so our girls are keeping up and, you know, surpassing some of that, which, again, it's just unbelievable what they accomplish.
All the parent volunteers who help make it possible getting those girls there. Coach Mark Fassarelli has done such a great job there. He's been there for 20 years now?
21. This 21. Is his 21st ice show.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Yeah, he's done a great job. It, just such a great organization. Highly recommend you check it out if you've never been to the annual show.
Yep.
Or if you've never been to a competition, it's just so fun seeing the girls have fun and how successful you are. It just makes it even more fun, you know?
Well, and check out our Facebook page.
Yes.
You know, check out our website. There's a lot of information on there along with calendars. If you ever want to go watch the competitors practice, it will have their practice times on there. You know, take some of that in. Enjoy our local talent because we have a lot to celebrate with those competitive skaters.
Absolutely.
And with our basic skills program, we have great kids.
It's amazing. It really is. Judy Jorgensen again, right here on Let's Talk About It, talking about the James River Figure Skating Club. We should shout out to the three seniors this year. We should give them credit.
Yes.
And one of them is very close to you.
Yes. One of them is my daughter, Hannah Jorgensen. Mm-hmm. And then we have Emma Bennett and Caitlin Maloney.
Awesome.
Now, these girls have skated together for 12 years.
That's a long time.
So it has been just such an honor and a privilege to watch each of them grow and change and develop into these beautiful, beautiful skaters. Now, they're going to have solos during our ice show.
Awesome.
And the ice show is March 16th, 17th, and 18th. Now, on Friday, we have a show at 7. On Saturday, we have a 2 p.m. matinee and a 7 o'clock show in the evening. And on Sunday, again, the 2 p.m.
So plenty of opportunity to see the show.
Take in one or two or three of the shows. And, you know, there's a couple little surprises this year.
Ooh, okay.
Some of my favorite little ice angels are coming back to do an alumni skate.
Aw.
I'm so excited about that.
That'll be fun.
They're girls that are near and dear to my heart and that I got to watch grow up on their skates. So I'm very excited.
Very good. So we'll have Judy back next week and we'll talk more about the show, getting tickets, which are available now.
Yes, right? At Gifts from the Heart Neighborhood Grocery or from any of your local skaters.
Perfect. Tickets, $8 in advance for adults, $6 for students. They will be $2 more at the door. But again, we'll get more. We'll go into depth on what the theme of it and all the different girls involved. So and gentlemen involved. I don't want to forget that. But that'll be coming up next week, so you want to stay tuned to Let's Talk for that. Judy, if anybody has questions about the Figure Skating Club, wants to get involved, what are some ways you would encourage them to do that?
I would go right to the website. That's going to give you direct links to our board of directors.
Okay.
Also, if you're at the ice show, talk to one of the lovely ladies, my pink ladies behind the boutique.
Okay.
They will be able to provide some information. And also in the show book, there's generally some information with contact and like a little spring mini camp.
Okay. Okay.
For people to try out.
Well, I'm very excited for the ice show. I saw my first one last year. It was a blast. I had fun. Oh, the girls had fun and everybody had fun there too. So, Judy, anything else you want to add before we wrap this up?
Just if you can make the time, please come to that annual ice show. It is the 41st. Magnificent Musicals is the theme. Great music, great skating. It will just be a really wonderful way to spend some family time.
Excellent. Judy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.